Also, you don't have no shame. Why would you ever want to put your coochie in front of somebody's face and then have it stinking?
That's what I'm saying, bro. One lady once said to me, "Oh, like, by the way, you could," because I canceled because I was on my period, and she was like, "By the way, you can still get waxed while you're on your period." I'm like, "Damn, this girl love her money." When I go out with makeup, I'm a different girl when I take my makeup off.
My name is Chelsea.
I'm Angelica.
And together we're
Two random girls.
Okay. So this episode, guys, I have a thought.
Yes.
Angelica's not privy to my thought yet, but basically what I've been thinking is, like, I was having a conversation about serial killers the other day, and I was just like, you know what? The only serial killers I have respect for are for serial killers who have zero regard for human life, including their own. I have no respect. I mean, I don't have any respect for serial killers generally,
Period.
anybody who doesn't,
Yeah.
like, anybody who kills other people, especially serially. Sorry. But I think it's even worse, like, that most serial killers, like, they think it's okay to kill as many people as they want. They go on all of these murder sprees, and then at the end of the day, they turn around and beg for their life. Like, I feel like that's just especially heinous because obviously, if you could beg for your life, that means you know the value of human life and you choose to kill despite that. Like, despite you knowing the value of human life. Because if you didn't know the value of human life, you wouldn't beg for your own. Like, you wouldn't even
Yeah.
care for your own. I only have respect for the serial killers who don't give a F about even their own life because that means they're true to the game. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? They do it for the love of the game. They don't do it just because.
Just, but then the ones that do like care about so like lives and know the meaning of it, then why do they do it?
That's why I'm saying they're even ev they're more evil. Like, I
Yeah.
think they're more evil than the ones who don't care about their own lives. Because, like, that means you're doing it for, there's some evil. I mean, obviously there's evil in all of them. Like, I don't know
Yeah.
how to explain it, but I
But like
just,
the other ones are at least more not uneducated, but they don't even know the concept of the gravity that they're doing.
it's not like they don't even. I just feel like they
Like
put
they
themselves on the
know.
same level as the people that they unalive, like that they hurt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I feel like they know, but they also like they don't understand the meaning behind it,
Yeah.
like you know, so like at least like I mean, and also some people just really are clinically insane, so
Yeah.
they don't even wrap their heads around about what they're doing, and they don't realize like, or some people don't even have empathy, so when they see people crying, they're like, I don't understand, like if they're really on, is that a word?
Not empathetic.
Yeah, if they're not empathetic, like if they're really low and they're like, well, I don't understand what's so bad about doing this. Like
Yeah.
to them, it could be like a video game. Like a person's life is not worth anything. So, yeah. I mean, obviously what they're doing is wrong, but they're less likely to even know what they're doing. Like they know what they're doing, but they don't know the severity, I think.
Yeah, I feel like
Some.
they know what they're doing, and they obviously know what they're doing is wrong, but they don't, I feel like, value life. That's what I mean. Like, if you're able to value your own life, that means you know the value of human life, and you
Yeah.
choose to defile it despite the fact that you know what it is.
Yeah.
You, like, who would, you wouldn't beg for your own life if you knew what it meant to live. You know what I mean?
That's
If you knew
true.
what it meant to be alive. So you know what it means to be alive, you know what it means to be human, and you choose to take that away from other people and then turn around to beg for your own. I just feel like that's the most despicable thing you could do. I don't know. Like, I know they're, like, on the same level. Like,
Yeah.
they are doing heinous things to other people. Like, some of the stuff that these people be doing, like, I am so shocked. I'm like, I don't think they're human. Because who even thinks of these ways to torture other people? Like, there was this kid, well, this was from a show, but he basically, it was a Law and Order episode. It was this little boy, he's like 6 or 7 or something, and he killed his friend, and he, like, stuffed rocks and feathers down his throat or whatever to, like, suffocate him and everything. And I was just like, this is insane. Like, for you to find this, who even thinks of, like, to do that to somebody?
Yeah.
Like, the ways they think about, like, whenever you read about, like, these crimes and these cases, you're like, how could someone even think to do that to somebody else? Like, how is that a thought that passes through your mind? Like they're sick.
Oy. No, and I'm thinking about just, like, I mean, this is a big one, but, like, Jeffrey Dahmer, like, eating someone, how could that even pass by your mind?
Yeah.
Like, cutting people, or, like, when people kill others and they cut them up into little pieces, or even worse, when they kill someone that they love or loved in the past, like,
yeah,
like, I feel like that's also another tier of evil, like, having been with someone, know who they are, and kill them out of love. I think it's insane.
Yeah, I also think what's even more insane, like the killing, but the want to kill, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, even before, like, they kill the person that they love, they have, I don't know if that's the first person they kill, but, you know, like, they have that curiosity about what it feels like to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and obviously once that person who has that curiosity kills somebody, it's over. They're not gonna stop.
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, if somebody kills in self-defense, they didn't want to do it. They didn't seek that out. That happens, like, yeah, through circumstance, and that literally traumatizes them forever. But if somebody wants to do it, wants to know how it feels, once they do it, that's it. Like,
it enlightens them.
Yeah, they're never gonna stop.
I don't know. I just think, I'm like, oh, it's just, sorry, I hate serial killers. They scare me. But it's just like, what type of serial killer do you think is the worst one?
What do you mean?
Like, the ones that go for a woman, the one for go for children, the one that goes for somebody that they love, family members.
I don't know. I think, like, it's what I said. Like,
mass murders.
Like, the one I think is worse are the ones that don't want to die themselves. Like, I think all serial killers are worse.
Yeah.
Like, but I think the ones that value their own lives are the worst ones.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's actually, like, evil. I mean, obviously, look, we're talking about evil people, but, yeah, like, I feel like maybe there's tears to evil.
Yeah. No, obviously, but, like, I agree with you, but I also think, like, for me, another, like, tier is, like, the ones that do it, like, for family members, people that's done things for you, and just also, like, because the people that you're explaining could be any specific, anyone, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, imagine your type, and on top of that, they kill family members. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Or your type, and on top of that, they go to a school, an elementary school, and shoot up the building out of kids they don't even know. Or, like, oh my god. To me, I think school shooters are up there, bro.
Yeah.
Because what in the world do you mean? Like, you have to be sick in the head.
They are all sick in the head.
They all are sick in the head, bro. Like, how can it in my mind ever go through? Like, I've been bullied, right? But obviously, maybe not to the point of the some people that decided to shoot up a school. But that's no excuse for you to sit there and be like, you know what? I'm going to shoot up the school. Did every single person in that school bully you? Or, like, if they did, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, damn, I mean, maybe, like, you bullied someone really bad. You shouldn't have been bullied them. But do they deserve to die? Like, maybe some of them are, like...
Like, that's the thing. Like, and I've heard, like, a lot about a lot of cases in Korea. Like, bullying is really, really, like, a problem over there.
Yeah.
And these bullies, like, they'll take these girls. Like, one of the cases was, like, this. They took this girl, like, 20 of them. They basically put her to, like, an abandoned warehouse, and for, like, hours they recorded them, like, beating her, burning cigarettes on her, curling irons.
You see, like, that, they deserve to die. No offense to those little kids.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's the thing. I know, like, it's really hard.
Who am I to decide who deserves to die? Yeah. You know?
They deserve to be punished.
They deserve to be punished, but, yes.
Like, you can't, like, but, like, go to jail.
Yeah. Like, yes, that's better. Sorry. You know what I mean?
They deserve to have their life taken away, but in a different sense. Yeah. Like, they deserve to have their future taken away in the sense that they can't get a regular job.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because you don't deserve freedom. If that's what you choose to do with your free will, you deserve to be behind bars.
He deserves and to be honestly, bars. I'll say it. If that girl decided to boom shoot them, you asked for it.
Yeah,
you asked for it. But honestly, you could go to jail without her having like anything in her mind. Obviously, but I wouldn't judge her. That's the thing.
Yeah, I feel like because honestly, they could have killed her.
Yeah,
honestly, to me that could be self-defense. No, they just like.
Kick her.
Honestly,
like,
there are cases of that too, where the girls are bullying them, and then they get one of their male friends. That's also another case. They got one of their male friends to.
Yeah. Like I get that, and in moments like if someone essays someone, I won't judge you if you kill them.
Yeah,
I won't judge you, but that doesn't mean someone in your school essayed you. I'm gonna go and shoot up the whole school. Or shoot at random people.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like... I don't know. I just think that's excessive and unnecessary.
I feel like, I feel like if you want to punish somebody, punish the person who did you wrong. Like, not saying to go, obviously, become vigilantes and carve out your own punishment for people. But stop, like, putting innocent other people at risk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to attack somebody, bro, attack people. I mean...
Wait, no, that sounded crazy. Just go attack them.
No, but I mean, like, people used to fight. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People used to fight. They used to have duels. Instead of duels, why do we have school shootings?
No, you're right about that, actually.
Like, yeah, like, go beef somewhere else.
Now that we're talking about the past, like, don't you think... do you think, like, humans are designed for violence?
I think we are animals, and if you look at nature, are animals not violent?
Yes.
Then that's your answer.
Because, like, if we go to the past, like, when there was, like, the gladiator fights, this is really what I was thinking. What is it that I'm thinking? Like, when they would go into stadium, and then they would fight until one of them died.
That is gladiator fights. Oh.
I knew it. But yeah, like those fights are insane.
Yeah.
People would pay to go and see that.
Well, the Hunger Games, like fictional.
Basically.
But
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
In the TV, everyone's like, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. Or but I'm like.
Boxing.
Bro, boxing is another thing. To this day, I don't know how people see that.
MMA fighting, which is even worse than boxing, low-key.
But apparently nobody in MMA has ever died.
But they seriously...
got injured. And, yeah. And diseases are probably brain injuries that last you forever.
Mm-hmm. Oh my and God. CTE, I think?
Yeah,
that's which a is horrible for football. Disease. No, but also, it's just anything where you
get... But I'm saying football also is a violent sport.
Yeah, and these people put themselves at risk. But, I mean, they get paid. But...
yeah, they get paid, but
for our entertainment. And I guess, like, maybe it's worthwhile. Maybe taking your family out of poverty is worth brain damage.
I mean, obviously it is. Many do it, you know?
Yeah.
They're still putting themselves at risk. But I'm like, I don't know. There's sports where you don't have to put yourself at risk. There's tennis. There's even soccer. A little violent with pushing, and with the head. But it's less likely. But I don't know if you guys know this, but there's this singer, Andrea Bocelli. He's a guy.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm saying his name correctly, but he sings. Okay, I messed it up at then. But he sings opera. Mm. And he used to see, and then one day he was playing soccer when he was like about 8 years old, and they kicked a soccer ball to his head. Either that or his head ran into the soccer pool. I'm pretty sure it was like he went like that to hit the ball, and he became blind. He's a very famous opera singer that's blind.
Wow.
And yeah, and I watched that movie with my parents because that's like one of my dad's favorite singers. He be capping, bro. He only know that one song that I know. But anyway, when we saw that movie, we were like, wow. Because we thought he was blind his whole life.
Yeah.
But he became blind. Like, that started it. And then progressively, he just became blind. Isn't that scary?
Yeah, that is scary.
But like, but yeah. So like, humans are just into that. But some humans. Because personally, I would never sit down and watch an MMA fight. I can't.
I've sat there and watched MMA fights, not like willingly, like not by myself. I was accompanying somebody watching it, but like, not like I'm never gonna go seek that thing out.
No, like I can't even accompany though. Like, I mean, my boyfriend, he like shows me, he's like, oh my God, look, look, Angelica. And I'm like, no, 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 please, please. But then, like, you know, they're forcing me to watch. So I'm like, watching. And then all I see is like some dude break his nose, gushes of blood coming out the nose. And my boyfriend's like, and I'm like, what the hell? Who am I dating? But bro, like that, like I would never look at them and be like, this is so awesome. Like, yeah. I can't. That's disgusting. Why is someone like, imagine being their daughter. I would kill myself.
Yeah.
Their wife? Oh my God. What?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. Like, your daddy's going to work.
Yeah.
He come home broken.
Beat up. Like,
no.
Like, I don't.
I would be afraid of a job if I was a little kid. I'm like, each time daddy come home, he's broken, mom. I'm never getting a job.
Bro, you're right. She's like, if this is what it takes to pay the bills, count me out.
Literally, bro. I'd be scared.
Oh my God. No, like, maybe humans are evil.
Like, no, like, I don't believe humans are, like, innately evil. It's not like we look at animals and think they're innately evil. Like, people, whenever dogs maul children, maul other people, there's people who like, it's not the dog's fault.
What?
You didn't know that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
They say that all the time.
It's like, just an animal.
I read something.
They tempted him.
Mm-hmm. I read something. Literally today, this girl was telling her story because, unfortunately, this three-year-old girl just passed away. Oh, you read about it?
Mm-mm.
She was, her father left her asleep on the couch in their living room with three pit bulls, their family pet. He went to sleep in his bedroom. He left a little girl, a three-year-old girl, on the couch sleeping. This was her first time sleeping over at his house.
Wait, it was his niece? What was she?
His daughter.
His... Oh, they were separated?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I got confused. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I don't know why he would not put her in the bed, but he put her on the couch with the dogs. The dogs mauled her. She died. He didn't wake up. He said he didn't hear anything. And so it's a lot, it's a, like, raised a lot of discourse about pit bulls and large dogs. And someone literally said pit bulls are so dangerous, they don't deserve to be alive. She says she has a pit bull. And she loves her, but she has a family shame, and which is the pit bull bit off the head of their little chihuahua, their old little chihuahua. Clean off.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I just can't imagine
that. Yeah, just literally, they were best friends, the dogs. They never had any issues with each other. Just one day, randomly, she decides to bite his head off. What a way to go. In the middle of the living room.
And there was just the head of the chihuahua there? And the body here?
And she said, it's not my dog's fault, but she doesn't deserve to be alive. And I don't know, it's been like, you see what I mean? And people think, a lot of people are still defending pit bulls. Obviously, like, it's not like...
No, they have to stop defending those pit bulls. What do you mean, bro?
Like, they obviously were... They were bred for violence, pit bulls, but people think they're, like, reformed. They're like, the dog's not evil. You have to train them. You have to show them. You have to socialize them. All this, all that. But see, people, bro, they said the dog could snap at any moment. Like, at the end of the day, a dog is an animal.
Yeah.
And then the end of the day, I say all that to say a human is an animal.
But that is true, bro. At the end of the day, a dog could snap at any moment. Mm-hmm. My dog, I love her. Me and my mom love her, best believe. But me and my mom, especially, yeah, both of us always say, bro, she's a dog and we gotta remember that. Like, if we have food here and I put my hand in there, she will bite me just to get to that food. Because mm-hmm. she's a dog. Like, I'm not gonna, let me test her out. She's bitten my mom before because for a little baby carrot, she'll do anything for food. And girls, I mean, boy, people, randos, if you know Gigi, you know she's fat. Like, that girl would do anything for food. Like, if she's in a mood, I'm not gonna put my face, like,
yeah,
you could give me $1 million, I'm not gonna put my face there. I know who she is.
Yeah,
like,
that's true too. Some people think like their dogs love them like the way that a human loves another yeah. human. You know what I
like
mean?
Like, they forget. They're like, it's okay. Like, watch. She would never hurt me. Boom, your cheek is off.
And that happens.
That happens. Like, I'm not gonna play. Like, I know my dog's a dog. And that's what also people have to believe nowadays. Like, it's not your child. It's kind of disturbing now how it's happening.
I don't know. Like, for me, I'm not, I've never been somebody who has wanted
yeah
a dog. Like, I don't have issues with dogs. I'm around many dogs. I love them all. Whenever I see them, I like to hang out with them.
Wait, what? She's like, I'm around many dogs. Like,
no, but like,
yeah. I can name you three that you're around.
Four. But I've met many dogs in my life, and I love them all. Each okay. time I meet them, we hang out and everything. But like, but like, I don't have the need to have a dog in my house. Like, I don't have that desire.
Yeah, she like, thinks they're dirty.
They're like, to me, it's like how baby people feel about other people's children. Like, you come, you hang out with them, you feed yeah. them, you play with them
and
a little.
And then it's time to go.
Give them, and I'm good. I go to my home where I don't have to worry about poop everywhere. Don't have to worry about coming home, things ruined in my house. Like, I like that peace of mind. Like, I don't have to pick up after them, and like, I don't know, children are already messy. I have no problem cleaning up after children, bro. I have no problem cleaning up after poop of children. Like, I've nanny and like
I know babies
and bro, like, the poop, the messes I have had to clean after children, bro. Like, I don't even want to tell y'all will be disgusted. Yeah. So like, but I don't have a problem doing that for kids. Like, I have that patience to clean up after children,
but not for dogs.
But for dogs, it disgusts me. I don't know why.
I'll be honest, me too.
I can't do it.
If Gigi has poop in her butt, I'm taking her to the cleaners. Mm-hmm. I cannot clean it. My mom be scrubbing in there, and I be mm-hmm. like, that's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
But
to
give me a diaper, and I'll be like, why gladly. Mm-hmm. I think it's the hairs, like, ugh.
I think also, yeah, it's the disgusting. Hairs and stuff.
I would never. I can't. I hate showering her. I hate. That's the part where I'm like, once I get a dog, my husband better be the one to do all that, because I won't be doing any of it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I think it's disgusting. I'm not a fan.
That's the thing. Like, that happens, and then you're not home. You don't know what happened. They pooped or whatever. They got poop, and then they go onto your couch. Now you have poop all over your couch.
No, and that reminds me. I saw a video about this guy, and I'm sure this happens a lot. But this guy, he was sitting on his sofa, and then he's like, he smells that. He's like, what the hell is that? Then he looks down, and it's like his doggy on like a blanket, just like this. It's like massive diarrhea. And then the guy's like, holy shit. Then he's like, to his girlfriend, he's like, oh my god, she has diarrhea again. And picks her up and throws her on the ground. And like, if your house has carpets, thank god my house doesn't have carpet. I mean, sometimes we have like those little mat carpets, and best believe she'd be pooping on those, and I have to go out here, clean it up, and I'm like, oh, it is really annoying. But I'll be honest, usually like when she does have diarrhea, she keeps it on the hardwood floor, and I clean that. It's much easier to clean. I don't have a problem, and thank god also we don't have sofas like this where it gets stuck. like our sofas that we have. And she also has never pooped on the sofa, I'll be honest, either. But anyway, I will say something she did to us. And I haven't told you, I think. Did I tell you already?
On our couch?
Oh my god, no. Not to us. To me and my mom.
Wait, why would you say that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Chelsea was like, don't tell me right where I'm sitting. She had diarrhea.
I was like, no.
No, sorry. I didn't mean this, but... So basically, me and my mom go to the bougie mall here where we live.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're walking around Sephora, and then my mom's like, oh my, oh, mind you, we brought Gigi in her little stroller that we have. And then my mom's like, oh my God, someone keeps farting. And I'm like, I don't smell anything. So we continue strolling, and then I'm like, holy poops. Did I tell you? No,
no,
right? I was like, holy poops. They must have pooped their pants. It stinks. I was like, what the hell? And I was smelling. I was like, nah, that's crazy. Like, who's walking around doing that? Oh, my God. So me and my mom then looks at me. And she's like, you see that lady? I'm pretty sure it's that lady. She was like, that's so disgusting. And it was a white woman. I don't know if what I'm about to say is racist. Probably. I'm sorry to the white woman. But my mom was like, well, you know, white women, they don't be cleaning themselves correctly. And I'm like, yeah, like I've heard things. So then 2 minutes later, I'm just walking. My mom's like, oh my God, Angelica, look in Gigi's stroller. I look down, diarrhea everywhere. I'm like, and it explains why moments prior to that, she kept crying and crying and crying. We were like, Gigi, shut the F up, bro. Like, we're trying to shop. And we gave her a carrot and she didn't eat it. That should have been the sign.
Yeah.
You know who she is. She loves to eat. So then I'm like, oh my God. And we're over here judging everyone but ourselves. And it was Gigi, our daughter. So we're like, oh my God. So I'm like, Mom, let's go. Because I didn't even want to bring the rat in the first place. Like, I didn't want to bring her because of things like this. She cries, we have to take her out, we can't shop in peace, you know. This was mid-December, so it was packed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is embarrassing. I'm over here with the stroller running at this point, and I'm like, how the hell am I gonna put this girl in my car? She's gonna dirty everything. This is disgusting. Chelsea smelled disgusting, the worst. I'm like, oh my God. My mom's like, let's go to the bathroom. I'm like, Chelsea, we walk into the bathroom. There's, like, a lady with her kid. And I'm like, please get out of here. You don't want to know what we're going to do.
You said that?
No, in my head.
Oh, okay.
I should have, though. And then the lady left before because my mom took her to the stall. And I'm, like, bringing paper towels. And I'm running, right? And then my mom tries to clean the little mat of the stroller in the sink. And I'm like, throw that shit out. We're not going to clean that here in the sink. Are you kidding me? I said, throw that out. I'll buy her 10 more. Like, no. And then she's like, okay. Or yeah, let's throw it out. And you know what she does? She takes Gigi from the stall, brings her in the middle of the sink, starts washing her booty. The way I am embarrassed. I'm like, please, God, I pray nobody walks into this bathroom. 2 minutes later, a white lady, bougie, walks in with her daughter. The daughter's like, oh my God, Mommy, look at the cute little puppy. And I'm like, you little girl, please shut up. I keep walking. You don't want to see what we're doing. And the mom obviously sees what we're doing. And she's like, come here, sweetie.
Oh my God, stop.
And I'm like, and my mom's like, bring me more soap. She's like, and Gigi. And I'm like, this is just disgusting. Then we finally, Gigi's clean at this point. We, like, whatever. We put her in the stroller back. And we clean the stroller. We put her back in the stroller. My mom's like, let's keep shopping. I said, we're going home. After this, we're going. Like, for me to have the audacity to be walking around this mall after what I just witnessed you did is insanity. We're going home. She got mad at me because I wanted to go home after that. She's like, come on, it's okay. I'm like, wow. So then Mind you, when we first got there, I put my jacket over the stroller. And my mom's like, oh my God, I can't see. And I was the one controlling the stroller. She's like, put it under. I go to fetch my jacket.
Diarrhea.
Wet. I said, it's tiny. You couldn't see it that much. Then I smell my hand. Gigi's poop. And I'm like, it's all over my body.
Oh my God.
Thanks, Mom. This was best trip ever. And then my mom's like, and then I'm like, I'm not wearing that. I'm gonna run to the car. And then she's like, okay. So I'm grabbing my jacket like this because it has poop. Not really visible, but like a little bit went down to it. But still, it stank. It stunk so bad. So then, I don't know if you saw, but Gigi's stroller was in the bathroom for a while. It might still be there. But my mom had to wash it because it got all over the place. And yeah, that's the story about my dog pooping in the mall and us washing her in the sink.
Yeah. It's things like that. Like, I get it because people were like, oh, once you have the dog, like, you love them, so it doesn't matter. Like, you don't mind doing this.
No, I mind. That's why I think, like, sometimes I'm like, do I not love her enough?
Mm.
Because I mind.
Yeah.
Because in those moments, I'm like, why are you here? But in those moments, my mom's like, it's okay. Like, I feel so bad. You have a tummy ache.
Yeah, that's how I feel for children. Like, when
that's
I'm
babysitting. That's how I feel for children, too. I can't feel like that for a dog.
I don't have that. Like,
empathy. It's like.
But it's not like the empathy. It's yeah, like, it's I like, love the dog. Like,
I love the dog, too. But I'm not like.
I don't want to clean them. Oh, my God.
I have to clean you up.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I'm like, clean yourself up.
Yeah.
Like, I think more of them as an adult. And I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
But no. Like, in that moment, I was just like, thank God my mom was here, because you think I would have done that? I don't know what I would have done.
Cried. Definitely cried.
Cried. Because first of all, I would have never washed her in the sink. Second of all, God knows what would I have done. It carried her like this in my car.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, guys, like, one time my parents were in Colombia, Gigi had balls of poop in her hair, on her butt, balls of poop.
Oh,
I remember.
Yeah.
Did I wash her?
No.
I took her to the room. I was not getting near that.
Yeah.
Like, I pick her per poop. But I can't.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't.
And that's the thing. That's literally the sole reason why. Like, if dogs were like cats, like, I guess, like, more self-cleaning in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, fine. Like, even in cats, like, even cats, like, I'm like, ugh. Like, when I had a fish, like, I cleaned my fish's bowl and everything. I don't know why it felt a little bit less
so little
dirty. I don't know. The water was what's it called? Obviously the bowl, but I didn't have to do it with my. I could just use like a something to clean or whatever. Like, but to put my, even if I'm wearing gloves, to clean a dog's butt.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. And maybe that makes us like, maybe that even makes me not a dog person, but
I don't think that makes you not a dog person. I'm
like, I love doggies.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. Like, the only reason I'll get a dog when I grow up is if my husband cleans. Because, like, I would get it because I think they're so cute. I love them. But thinking, like, for real, if I lived alone, would I get a dog if I wouldn't? I mean, maybe. I would get it and send it to the dry cleaner. I mean,
the dry cleaner.
And send it to the groomer anytime, like, something like that happens. Like, yeah, sure. Then, yeah, you're right. I would do it. I would just not do the cleaning. But having a husband there to do it ASAP is so much better.
Yeah.
But that's the only way. Because, oh, God, I love puppies. I love them. But I can't. Yeah. That's disgusting.
It is. It is. I don't know. And people think it, some people have thought me weird for that. Yeah.
I mean, I thought you weird when you said you didn't want a dog in your life.
But that's why. Like, and I'm going to probably have to compromise on that because it's really, dog people love dogs.
Yeah.
And they feel like they can't live without a dog in their life. But like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just think,
also feel like it's a necessity. I don't understand it. I just think
it's like, if your little girl is like, oh my god, mommy, I want a doggy.
Obviously, if my child wants a dog, you could have a dog when you could take care of the dog. And you, when you take care of the dog, you better take care of your dog.
No, but because let me tell you.
On my couch, bro, that's my thing, bro. Like, I cannot imagine coming home after a hard day of work. That's where I draw the line. You come home after a hard day of work, you come home, and the dog has destroyed your house. Like, the dog got into your stuff. The dog peed everywhere.
That's why they put them in cages.
And then, but then, how is that for good for the dog?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. My doggie doesn't have a cage.
Yeah, and she's fine.
She'd be fine. It's always like, but I think it's just like being on top of them.
Yeah.
Like, if when she was little, we let her bite all my shoes and things like that, then yeah, she would be crazy. But we didn't, but also she's just such a good girl. She's never done that.
Yeah.
No, she's never. Like, she plays with her toys and stuff, but
it does depend on the dog, too. Like, it does, their personality.
Yeah. Shih Tzus, I think, are more calm. The ones that I heard are crazy are Yorkies. Mm. They be everywhere. But, yeah, anyway, how did we get here?
I don't know. But basically, humans are animals. And I think that's why, like, humans could be violent. Like, push to the limit, humans get violent.
Honestly, sometimes they even push the limit.
Because people will hate you just because you said something wrong to them. Mm-hmm. Like, something that's they didn't like. Like, and I feel like that's wrong. Like, I feel like if somebody says something to you, keep your hands to yourself. Like, words are not punches. Like, even if they say the most craziest things to you, I really don't feel like you should hit them. I mean, maybe it depends on what they say.
I know you're not talking because that day that the girl vomited on... Did you say that story here?
I did say that story here.
Oh. Yeah, you wanted to punch her, and I think that was a good
instinct. I didn't want to punch her.
Yeah, you said you wanted to fight her.
Okay, no, I was very angry. I wanted to fight her, but I didn't.
But you wanted to.
I wanted to, but that's the thing. There's a difference between wanting to do something and not doing it, because you know it's not right.
But you said to us, I would have. If I can't go back, I would punch her.
I would have never punched her. I would have went to jail, Angelica.
But you said to us.
Just because I said something doesn't mean it's true. I said it in the heat of the moment. Because the girl vomited on me. Anybody would want to punch her. But like, being for real, I would never punch somebody out in the streets. I'm not going to jail for assault because a girl threw up on me that I could wash.
Yeah.
I mean, it's disgusting. It was nasty. I was very angry. If we were alone in a room with nobody around. And
would you?
Maybe, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And because what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
She was very wrong. Like, and she was hungry. Like, that's what made me very angry. Because I just think it was weird. Like, how do you go to a fair and you hit up all the fair foods before you go on the fair rides?
Yeah.
Think about other people. If you're going to eat, wait the appropriate amount of time before you get on the rides.
That's all she got to say.
Or just eat after you go on the rides. Like a regular person, bro.
No, that was actually disgusting. Her stomach was
full. She emptied all the contents of her stomach on me and my... Like, actually insane. Like, actually, that's what made me mad. Like, if it was just water or something, I would have been maybe felt better. But her stomach was full. She ate a good meal and then she got on that ride.
I know, you know.
Oh, that's disgusting. But, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just looking at our ideas. We have so many, actually. I'm going to bring one out. Okay. Do you think you should kill your husband if he cheats on you?
Like, no. I feel like I'm saying no, but like maybe there's levels to this.
Tears.
Yeah, tears. If your husband just simply cheats on you, don't kill him. Leave. If your husband cheats on you, brings home diseases, gaslights you, manipulates you, makes you think you're crazy, does it over years, doesn't care, I'm like, is it worthy of murder? I think the intensity, the things around, like what he's done, like how he is as a person combined with the cheating, maybe.
Yeah.
I personally would never, but
I'm trying to think.
Like crimes of passion, I don't think it happens just like simply like, in a vacuum.
I think it's not something that if it's not something that you planned, I don't think it's bad. Like, if you find them in the bed, you're furious, you're angry, you didn't plan that.
Yeah, but that's
it still consumed you.
Yeah, it's still murder. Like, a crime of passion is still a murder.
Yeah.
I think it's second degree.
Like, I understand it's bad, but I wouldn't judge.
I think
that's the thing.
I think the thing is, if you walk in and your husband is in bed with your best friend in the world.
I've killed both
your
of them.
Best friend since you were a child, a baby. You raised, oh my God. No, that's what kidding. I'm saying. I'm putting myself in that position.
I don't know if I'll kill both of them.
No, but that one, you could fight them. I don't think there's anything wrong with fighting. Honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with ruining their lives. I don't think there's anything wrong with standing there, taking pictures, maybe even recording it, and then using it to blackmail them, send it to their bosses, put it out there. I don't care. Maybe even throw in a couple punches when they're naked. Hit them when they're down. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's probably what I would do. I don't think I'd ever kill someone.
I feel like I honestly like that idea. Like, you know, get the proof you want and then ruin their lives socially.
You know what idea I like and what I don't think people should judge, and I don't think that girl should be in jail?
What?
Chopping their dick off. I'd do it.
I think that's crazy.
I would do
that's
it.
That should only be reserved if the person, like, essays you or something. That I agree with, but if they cheated on you, no. Like, cheating is bad, obviously. I don't believe cheating should result in murder unless there's, like...
That's not murder, baby. That's an enhancement.
Or bodily harm. Egregious bodily harm. Unless, like, there's, like, extraneous... What's that word? Circumstance. Like, if the circumstance calls for it. Like, if they were hurting you and cheating on you and, like, what's it called? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they were cheating on you with somebody who... Like, it really depends. And, the circumstances are so, like...
Like, I'm not gonna lie, though. Like, imagine, God forbid, you know. But imagine my husband and I walk in on him and you.
No, don't put me in this thing.
No.
Make another best friend.
No, I have to put you. Because I think if I ever walk in on that, I would be broken. I would walk out of there crying. Yeah. Not even mad. I'd just be like, I'm crying right now. Because the only reason I'm crying is because I can't even ever think he'd do that to me, you know? So I think, like, in that moment, I would be like, fuck that him. I don't even care about him. He's a dog. Like, men are men. But I'd be like, it's impossible that you did this to me, you know? That's what would break me.
Yeah.
And it would break me. Like, I wouldn't, like, me thinking about it right now, I wouldn't even think, like, my thought is not going in and punching you. My thought is standing there and crying, which I think is even worse.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, yeah, like, if I were to walk in on that, because, like, not only are you losing your husband, like, you're losing your best friend.
You're losing the person that you thought was there for every moment. Yeah. Because I'm not gonna lie, like, sure, my husband's gonna be there, but, like, you guys are always gonna be there.
Yeah.
I can't break up with you. I can't divorce you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we could stop being friends, but I just feel like it's more like you guys are mine, you know?
Yeah.
My husband could leave whenever. I could get bored whenever. But, like, I think that breaking of that is far worse than, like, I wouldn't even think about what he did, honestly. I would just be like, how could you do this to me?
Because, I honestly, even though the husband is the one that took the oath and everything, I agree. Like, it feels like the best friend is the most wrong there.
Yeah,
like, the person that's more wrong. Because, like, it also, if I were to walk in there, I would be like, did you even love me?
To the friend?
To the friend.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
No, because
like,
you don't.
A man is like a man. You know what
like,
I mean?
It's like, whatever.
But, like, you're my friend. Like, yeah. Did you even, like, did I even cross your mind in any moment while you were, like, walking down this path?
In my bed?
Oh, my.
Seeing pictures of me? No.
No.
Like, if it was any other girl, like, I used to be friends with, then I'd throw hands.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, you're crazy. You're a freaking B-word. You know?
Yeah.
Not even at him, because, again, a dog's a dog. Like, I really have no faith in humanity. By that, I mean men. And them being loyal, very slim. But I'm like, whatever. But even if it's just, like, if it's not a best friend, if it's not you and Rebby, I would be like, and it's just a girl that I talk to, then I'd be like, oh, that's crazy. We could fight. Or not even fight, because I wouldn't want to fight for a man. But I'd be like, that's insane. Like, you're crazy for doing that. But I wouldn't be, like, hurt about it, you know? Like, with you guys, I'd be hurt. I'd be like, that's insane.
You would never trust anybody again.
Ever in my life.
Like, ever. Like, honestly.
But you're right. I would literally sit there and cry and think, was anything true? Was anything true? Because I don't think nobody knows more things than you guys know about me. Like,
yeah.
So while I was sitting there crying to your face, you were doing what?
Mm-hmm.
Laughing behind my back. Oh, God. Those girls are grimy, bro.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, this happened. Like, this girl saw her husband was cheating on her. She's confiding into her friend. Like, I think he was cheating on me, crying. She's like, no, he would never do that to you. Come to find out.
It was her.
She's the one sleeping with the husband. Like, it's insane. It's really
like
insane.
That K-drama you told me about the girl that has cancer.
Yeah, that one was, oh man. Marry My Husband, y'all.
Mm-mm.
Bro, that one was grimy. But that best friend was just jealous of her the entire time. Because it all goes back to the fact that she was the one that was like conventionally pretty and everything.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes people befriend somebody that they think is like less than them to make themselves like feel better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she was like, she kind of just tried her best to keep her there. Like, to keep her like lower than her, just to always have something that made her feel better no matter what, like how life was. At least she knew she was better than her. Isn't that crazy?
But then at that point, do you have a mental disability?
No, they're mentally ill. They're sick.
Because I can never imagine like my whole life plotting against someone.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, these people out there sitting life. There plotting. They're in their room plotting, yo. Like, it's so insane because, like, bro, I'm in my room watching TV. I'm in my room doing my nails. Maybe reading a book or something.
Like, imagine you in your room, pictures of me. Darts in my eyes. Like,
plotting,
you're like, this is exactly what I'm going to do on this day. Like, I don't know. Literally, me in my room taking my nails off. Like, I don't even know.
Literally, it's insane. And there's the fact that there's actually people out there, like, that sit there and plot like that, like, it's super scary. Villain plot is it's actually scary. Funny. And it's scary and hilarious at the same time. Because you think you're in a comic book. Like, you think this is a movie.
Yeah.
What do you
They're
mean?
They're in the room talking about more.
Literally. Like, I just need one more thing for my plan to work.
No, like, that's insane.
Actually. Like, so have so much hatred in your heart that you sit there and plot to bring someone's life down is insane.
Especially for something that it's not their fault.
Yeah.
They're prettier than you. What are you going to do?
There's somebody out there prettier than them. Like, that's the way of life.
There's models. Everyone's like, beauty perspective is different.
Yeah, like, everyone views beauty differently. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Literally.
Like,
bro, some models are, like, the most beautiful to me. And then to other people, they're like, oh, they're not that pretty, but these models are prettier. Like, it really depends. Me and Chelsea, every time we're walking down the street, I'm like, oh, my God, that girl was gorgeous. Chelsea's like, that girl was gorgeous. And then sometimes I'm like, really? I don't really think so. And then she thinks the same with me. I mean, not saying that we're bringing women down, like, obviously.
No, we're
like,
yeah.
We just have different types of, like,
wow.
Who we think is, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like she's dropped dead gorgeous.
Yeah,
except
like,
that one girl,
like,
in California. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
She was crazy.
Oh, my God,
yo. Like, she...
No, the
her hair was looking blowing in the wind,
bro,
yo.
She's walking. We thought she was in a fight. That girl was beautiful.
No, she was beautiful. She doesn't even run. She just walked.
Literally. But, like, then to some people, they might be like,
oh, maybe,
she's
yeah,
not
she's,
all that.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, right. Obviously... they can't say she ugly because then they're wrong.
Yeah,
like,
then they're wrong.
She's pretty. She's beautiful.
So I feel like anybody would look at her and be like, yeah, that's
I also think girl. So. But then, like, you know, everyone's different. Everyone's like, to someone, she might be, to us, the most gorgeous. To others, they're like, I've seen prettier. You know? Like, it all depends. Or, like, let's say, when I go out with makeup, I'm a different girl when I take my makeup off. I turn into a troll. Like, oh, that's who I saw on the street.
Oh my god. Like,
no, but like, everyone's different. So for you to sit there and make it all about yourself, because that's what they do. They make it all about themselves. Mm-hmm. They're like, she's prettier than me. Mm-hmm. She's doing this because of me.
Also this, she's uglier than me. So... Because people are also like that. Oh, I don't think she's that pretty. Oh, so then they act weird, like when somebody like likes them. Do you know what I mean?
Like, when someone they don't goes have, for them, they're someone, like,
"Oh, that's weird."
Yeah.
Like, oh, are you sure? Like, are you sure you meant to talk to
Did
her?
Did you see me?
Like, hey, I'm here. I feel like that. But that also happens a lot too.
Yeah.
Like it happens. Like I feel like in both ways, and just because people are so self-centered. That's what it is. I feel like that's the issue. You're so self-centered that you think everything has to be about either you in either direction.
Or they think like, oh my god, but he's so hot. Why would he go for her?
Oh my gosh, if I'm right here all the time on TikTok, like I'll see like this couple and they're like, oh, and people are like, oh, why is he with her?
Oh, like if he's hot and she's ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's insane. I mean, I'm human. I ask myself that question sometimes too. If I see a couple, I'm like, wow, she's so much prettier than him, or he's so much prettier than her. But I'm not gonna sit there and comment it in my head. Maybe
that's what people say. Like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. Like
that, nobody knows what that means in this generation.
No, like people think, and I hate it because they're like, oh my god, it's my page, it's my opinion. So keep your opinion to yourself, brother. Like. Am I tripping?
Yeah, brother.
Is it a lost art or something? Just not talking? Not talking and keeping your mouth shut because not everybody needs to hear every single thought that comes out of your head every single moment? I'm like,
oh my god. You could be one of those. I mean, this old.
No, because that makes me so mad. Like, I literally see it all the time. Like, social media is making it much worse.
Yeah.
But, like, people literally just cannot be quiet. Like,
just
be quiet, bro. Like, don't talk. Like, I feel like there's no
moment of silence. But it's very, like, different. Because some people, when they do have opinions, that everybody goes crazy at them. But then some people that do... Wait, what? What was I gonna say? Yeah. Some people, they have opinions and people go crazy. And sometimes it's not even a crazy thing. It's just, like, a normal thing and people go crazy at them. And then sometimes they do have crazy opinions and everyone's like, let them talk.
Yeah.
And I'm like... What do you mean by this? Like, let someone get bullied? Like, some people are just crazy, bro, for real.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something about TikTok that I saw. I can't think about it. Opinions, TikTok. No, I lost them, sorry.
That's fine.
But yeah, people are just going insane. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Mm. Have you seen that TikTok about the girl that got waxed?
The girl that got waxed.
I think I sent it to you.
What does this mean?
She got waxed and then she started recording it and being like, and she started saying things because she was like, she wanted like, you know, like the crazy Karens, but the people that record like, they're going, these people are insane. They're discriminating against me. Like, you know, like those people, and then people in the comments are like, oh my God, cancel that airline, cancel that thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she basically went to a wax place. And then she's like, I'm recording you, by the way. And then the wax lady's like, yeah, that's fine. But I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't take you today. And then she's like, oh, everyone, she can't take me because she's saying I have a foul odor down there. Like, imagine that. A girl can't go to the gym and then after come and get waxed. And then the waxer's like, ma'am, like, I'm sorry. Like... But I can't take you. Like, you have to go to a gynecologist. And the lady's like, this is just biz. This is crazy. Like, I would pay for my services. Like, I don't see what the issue is. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Like, I'm a girl that wants to get waxed. They're denying customers out here. Everyone, I want you to see what this place is like. Da-da-da. And everyone in the comments was like, did she think we were going to agree with her? Does nobody else shower before they go get waxed? Does she have no shame? Anyone would do anything to become famous. Like, what did she think was going to happen?
She's so insane for that. Like, literally, bro, my mom, she won't even let me go to the emergency room without changing my underwear. And, like she won't, because she's like, imagine you fall or something. They need to take off your pants. And
she's so funny.
Bro, like, honestly, she's always like, that's her biggest fear. She always, whenever she doesn't feel well, she's like, hey, this is my, this is where my underwears are. This is where I want.
Oh, if that happens to
if
her.
If that ever happens to her or anything, that's like what, maybe I shouldn't be saying this. No, but fine. Like, I think it's so crazy that people think it's okay to walk over there, not showered, not like, why? Also, you don't have no shame. Why would you ever want to put your coochie in front of somebody's face and they have it stinking?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Why would you ever want,
like,
that?
My biggest fear is for them to ever say that to me.
Like,
not even, bro, if they ever say that to me, I don't think I'll ever walk, but I've never get waxed. Ever in my life.
How could you ever?
Like, my biggest fear is that, like, you think I'm gonna go not washed and have poop in my butt? Like,
and then fight with the person?
You're insane.
No, this is disgusting.
I make sure to wipe and wipe and, I mean, obviously I always do, but before I shower, before I go, if I pee, I wipe with wet wipes, and I make sure nothing. You think I'm gonna risk it? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, why are you walking around in the first place with a smelly coochie?
And even if you're walking around with a smelly coochie, that's one thing. But to take that smelly coochie and bring it to somebody else's club, to someone else's house, to put that coochie in their face.
You're right, bro.
And then have the nerve dignity to say that the, like, coochie deserves to be in the face because you're paying for it?
No.
Nah.
That lady was nice, bro. She was nice because she didn't say much. I would have been like, get that disgusting thing out of here. Put your pants back on, bro. You're stinking up the place. Like,
the only thing you need to pay for is a shower, ma'am.
That's disgusting.
No, that's disgusting.
And people have no shame, bro.
Oh my gosh, you should be embarrassed. And to post that video on here,
no.
Basically admitting that your coochie smell. No, she posted it,
and
insane.
Everyone was like, did you think people were gonna agree with,
like,
you?
There's nothing, it's like, inherently, there's nothing even wrong with a smelly coochie. Like, some women, like, everyone gets, like, BV sometimes, or they'll get, like, of course, yeast infection, like, or something. Whatever.
That's normal.
That happens to women sometimes, you know? Sometimes you get an infection down there, you go, you fix it up, yeah. Then you go back. You go get your wax,
like,
or whatever.
You think I'm not, if, like, I get an infection, I'm not gonna call and be like, hey, I'm so sorry, something came up.
Yeah, something came, I can't make it.
Like, I'll be like, it's fine. No, also the girls that get wax on their period, I could never.
Like, oh my, it's just not that important.
One lady once said to me, oh, like, by the way, you could, because I canceled because I was on my period, and she was like, by the way, you can still get wax while you're on your period. I'm like, damn, this girl love her money. I know, that's right, a hustler. That's what she was.
Oh my,
because
God.
I was like, I would never have the nerve,
yeah,
ever to come walk in here bloody. Like, do you think she means, like, if I had a even if I had a tampon in, it smells. Like, am I wrong? Like, maybe I shouldn't be saying this online.
No, like, I understand. Like, that's still
it
blood.
Smells like blood.
Smells like blood, yeah. I don't know. I've been seeing, like, Cardi B, she has posted. She's like, I don't even have a smell down there, not even when I'm on my period. And
maybe we're wrong.
And I'm like, it's not smelling disgusting. It's not smelling like, oh,
no,
my gosh.
Like, I'm never,
but it,
like,
smells like blood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't sit there and tell me that your blood don't smell. Because if your blood don't smell, you are not from this earth.
It's iron that you smell.
Like, there's a smell. Like,
you
it's
have to
iron.
Smell iron. Like,
if you don't, like,
obviously it's not smelling like fish.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like putrid or something. Yeah. But there's a scent. Like, there's a,
like,
scent.
You're lying if you say no. Oh my God, there's so many times. My biggest fear also is, like, walking down, because my mom has, like, this crazy, like, scent nose. I mean, this nose. What is
sense
it?
Sense of smell.
Sense of smell. Thank you, scent nose. And she'd be like, anytime. She, like, one day she went to a party and she's like, bro, these girls, they open their legs, fish. I was like, oh my God, they got no shame. And I was like, oh my God, wow. But then any other day, she's like, oh my God, I smelled their period from a mile away. Like, she's like, that girl, she kept moving her legs. She got leggings on. Like, changed the damn pad. Mm. Like, she always, ever since I was little, she's been like that with me. So I always have like this thing where I'm like, I have to change. Like, obviously, sometimes if I can't, if I don't have a pad and I need to, like, yeah, what else could I do? You know, I have to sit there. Whatever. But periods do smell. Like, if I'm sitting next to a girl that hasn't changed the pad, I will know.
Like, obviously not if she's just bleeding regularly. And if it's, she lets it accumulate and it's, like, a filled pad, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
There will, like, be a
smell. You
smell
it. And you do. Like, if it's a little bit, obviously you won't smell it. But there's been times where I've been with my friends. Not you guys. I should preface. Imagine. One day I was with Chelsea and her period stank.
Okay. I'm like.
Chelsea said, cut the camera.
Dead ass.
One day I was with my friend and, like, I don't know what we were doing, but basically I was like, wow, I should tell her to go change. Obviously I didn't. Obviously. But I was like, yeah, my mom's right. That day I was like, my mom's right. And then sometimes, like, if I'm, like, on my period, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm not gonna say it. Fine, I'll say it. But, like, if I have a pad, like, sometimes there's emergencies. I only have one pad. I have a heavy flow, for those that want to know. And I could smell it if I'm sitting down, and that's when I know I need to go home.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it just happens. But now it doesn't happen because I'm on birth control, so I don't have a flow at all. At all. Jeez. But, like, before, when I would have my heavy flows, like, sometimes I would sit there and I'd be like, oh, my God, I need a pad. I need to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I had to confess.
But yeah,
how did we get to the topic of periods?
I actually have no idea. I don't remember
the topic. Oh, I was talking about the TikTok, and I said I would never walk in with a period.
Yeah, like, that's that's insane. I just think, like, her fighting for it is what's even worse.
No shame, bro.
Like, no shame.
But yeah, with that. We end today's episode.
Yeah, y'all. We took y'all on a roller coaster.
Yeah, today. But I think you guys like this, so.
Yeah.
Please don't forget to like,
comment,
subscribe.
And we'll see you next time on
Two Random Girls.
And also, Happy New Year, guys. We hope it brings you a lot of prosperity.
This is our first video of 2025.
Yahoo!
Bye, guys.
Bye.